tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd worked for all my life and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the
which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Two. Color guard, return to rank. Could you please join me in scout oath and law? On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to obey the scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. A good scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. Two.
Let's all pray together. Our Heavenly Father, your word says to give honor to whom honor is due. Thank you, Lord, that we have been able to gather here today to give honor to Andrew for this amazing achievement that he has accomplished. Lord, we thank you for your hand of blessing on his life. We thank you for the character that the Boy Scouts exhibit and Andrew exhibits. Thank you, Lord, for those that have been involved in his life and instilling these characteristics, these character qualities. Lord, and I ask that he would continue to grow in them, which are the express image of his Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for his parents and family who have supported him, encouraged him, and worked with him. Lord, may they be honored today as well, and may they be blessed by you. Lord, we look to the future and ask that you would continue to place your hand of protection and blessing upon Andrew. Lord, that you would direct him in the decisions he makes in life. Lord, that he would continue to serve you and his country. Lord Jesus, that your word tells us that when we acknowledge you in all of our ways, when we make Christ known, you direct our paths. Your word also tells us that the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. And so I pray, Lord, that you would direct the paths that Andrew takes. Lord, that you would order each step, that your hand of blessing would be evident to all that it is on Andrew. Again, we just thank you for this time. We commit this time to you and are just so grateful that we could be here to celebrate this great occasion together with Andrew. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
As a former committee chair and assistant scoutmaster for Troop 161 of the Eagle River District Northern Star Council Boy Scouts of America, it is my pleasure to declare that this Eagle Court of Honor for Andrew Lath is now officially opened. Would the honor guard please escort Andrew forward? Thank you. As we begin this Eagle Court of Honor, I would like to call upon Troop 161 committee member Allison McDonald to share some interesting scout statistics with us.
Good morning. So what happens to a scout? For every 100 boys who join scouting, records indicate that rarely one will be brought before the juvenile court system. Two will become Eagle Scouts, 17 will become future scouting volunteers, 12 will have their first contact with a church, synagogue, or mosque through scouting, one will enter the ministry, 5 will earn their faith's religious award, 18 will develop a hobby that will last throughout their adult life, 8 will enter a vocation that was learned through a merit badge program. 1 will use his scouting skills to save his own life. 1 will use his scouting skills to save the life of another person. Scouting's alumni record is equally impressive. A nationwide survey of high schools revealed the following information. 85% of student council presidents were scouts. 89% of senior class presidents were scouts. 80% of junior class presidents were scouts. 75% of school publication editors were scouts. 71% of football captains were scouts. Scouts also account for 64% of the Air Force Academy graduates, 68% of West Point graduates, 70% of Annapolis graduates, 72% of Rhodes Scholars, 85% of FBI agents, 26 of the first 29 astronauts. Today we honor one scout in 100. We know the things he's done in the past. Imagine what he will do in the future.
As we continue down this trail of the Eagle, I would call upon committee member Max Hansen to deliver the call of the Eagle.
Andrew, I am the voice of the Eagle. I speak for the Eagles whose summit you have struggled so hard to reach. We remember well when you first came to the base of our mountain and how you looked up with ambition and determination. Andrew, pause for a moment and look back over the trail you have climbed. Look back at the adventures you have encountered on your ascent. These experiences are a valuable teacher if you but heed them. We remember when you took your first steps upon the Boy Scout trail. With your first step, you began to start living the oath and the law. You began to build yourself physically, mentally, and morally. Your brother scouts then called you a tenderfoot, and they were right, for you were indeed a tenderfoot. But not for long. As you climbed, you soon reached a turning in the trail, and you were greeted by a large group of friendly second-class scouts. Some, like yourself, were stopping to catch their breath before continuing along the trail. But you studied more, you worked harder, you continued your climb, and soon came to another turning place, the place where first-class scouts dwell. There you found a green, flowered meadow close by a crystal-clear stream, sparkling in the sunshine. Many other scouts rested beside the murmuring waters. You were tempted to remain, but your ambition and drive spurred you on, and you continued your upward venture. We next remember your progress when you turned the trail to become a Star Scout. You found the trail from first class had been but an illusion, not too difficult as it had first seemed. This inspired you to push onward, to climb higher. But now the trail was steeper, and it was much less traveled. Fewer scouts seemed headed in your direction. You looked back and saw crowds below you. You looked up and saw very few. Yet with that same determination as you started your climb, now enhanced by experience and firm resolve, you continued to push up the trail. Soon, you turned around another corner on the trail, and the heart-shaped badge of Life Scout was placed on your uniform. You will always recall the thoughts in your heart at this moment. It has been experienced by all scouts reaching the ledge of life. Now, I am close to the eagle. I will carry on. But the trail now grows tougher and fainter. Many, many seem to falter along the way. The original simple principles of the scout oath and law take on a fuller meaning as your understanding grows. We have watched your character unfold and become more manly. We have watched your leadership ability expand into a valuable asset. We have watched your mind develop and your wisdom increase. Yes, we have watched all these things in you. And now that you're standing at the summit of the trail, in the glory of sunshine and wind and cloud at the threshold of your goal, we applaud you and welcome you, for you have done your climbing in a true scout-like manner.
The scouts who sit here with the troop are part of the eagle rank that Andrew is about to receive. As he helped you learn your scouting skills, he was exhibiting troop leadership that is necessary to develop to become an Eagle Scout. Hopefully, many of you will follow on his example and earn your eagle rank as well. Each eagle candidate must plan and supervise an eagle service project. This service project demonstrates the scout's capacity and willingness to exert his leadership ability in activities that are constructive and worthwhile to his community. Andrew's project consisted of designing a new sign for the village of Roberts, replacing the fading, weathered, existing sign with the new model, and constructing an identical second sign for the north end of the village. We saw pictures of that in the introduction, for those of you that were here a little earlier. After a scout has completed the requirements for the rank of Eagle, he must be reviewed by an Eagle Board of Review consisting of members of the Eagle River Board of Review. The Scoutmaster is allowed to sit in on this review, but does not have a vote in the outcome. This board of review meets to assure that the ideals of scouting and the esteem of the Eagle rank are upheld. I call upon Dave Nauman, Scoutmaster, who will report on the board's findings.
I am pleased to report that after thorough investigation, interview, and examination, the Eagle River District Eagle Board of Review is unanimous in the opinion that Andrew has demonstrated he has held to the spirit of scouting in his daily living. The board approved his advancement to Eagle.
Thank you, Dave. I will now call upon Eagle Scout Brian Tallman to help convey the responsibilities of the Eagle rank to Andrew.
I have the honor to give you the Eagle Scout charge on the occasion of your elevation to the highest rank in scouting. The Scouts of all nations constitute one of the most wholesome and significant movements in the world's history. You have been judged by the Boy Scouts of America as being worthy of this honor. All who know you rejoice in your achievement. Andrew, your position, as you all know, is one of honor and responsibility. You are a marked man. As an Eagle Scout, you have assumed a solemn obligation to do your duty to God, to country, to your fellow scouts, and to mankind in general. This is a great undertaking. As you live up to your obligations, you bring honor to yourself and to your brother scouts. Your responsibility goes beyond your fellow scouts to your country and God. Andrew, America has many good things to give you and your children after you, but these good things depend for the most part on the quality of her citizens. Our country has had a great past. You can help make the future even greater. Andrew, I charge you to undertake your citizenship with a solemn dedication. Be a leader, but lead only toward the best. Lift up every task you do and every office you hold to the high level of service to God and to your fellow man. So love and serve that those who know you will be inspired to finer living. We have too many who use their strength and their brains to exploit others and to gain selfish ends. I charge you, Andrew, to be among those who dedicate their skills and ability to the common good. Build America on the solid foundations of clean living, honest work, unselfish citizenship, and reverence to God, and whatever others say or may do. You leave behind you a record of which every scout may be justly proud. On behalf of the Court of Honor of the Eagle Bluff District Northern Star Council, Boy Scouts of America, with high hope that you will always represent the finest character and citizenship, we welcome you into the Brotherhood of the Eagle Scouts and congratulate you, your parents, and your scout leaders. I'd like all Eagle Scouts in the audience to stand at this time and rededicate themselves by repeating the Eagle Scout promise with our new Eagle Scout. Eagle Scouts, please give the Scout sign and repeat after me. I reaffirm my allegiance to the three promises of the Scout Oath. I thoughtfully recognize and take upon myself the obligations and responsibilities of an Eagle Scout. On my honor, I will do my best to make my training an example, my rank and my influence count strongly for better scouting, and for better citizenship in my troop, in my community, and in my contacts with other people. To this I pledge my sacred honor. I call upon Eagle Scout Brian Poulin to deliver the Eagle Scout Challenge.
The foremost responsibility of an Eagle Scout is to live with honor. To an Eagle Scout, honor is the foundation of all character. He knows that a scout is trustworthy is the very first point of the scout law for a good reason. An Eagle Scout lives honorably, not only because honor is important to him, but because of the vital significance of the example he sets for other scouts. Living honorably reflects credit on his home, his church, his troop, and his community. May the white of the Eagle badge remind you to always live with honor. The second obligation of an Eagle Scout is loyalty. A scout is true to his family, scout leaders, friends, school, and nation. His loyalty to his troop and brother scouts makes him pitch in and carry his share of the load. All these help to build the loyalty that means devotion to community, to country, to one's own ideals, and to God. Let the blue of the Eagle badge always inspire your loyalty. The third obligation of an Eagle Scout is to be courageous. Courage has always been a quality by which men measure themselves and others. To a scout, bravery means not only the courage to face physical danger, but also the determination to stand up for the right. Trusting in God, with faith in his fellow man, he looks forward to each day, seeking his share of the world's work to do. Let the red of the Eagle badge remind you always of courage. The fourth obligation of an Eagle Scout is to be cheerful. To remind the Eagle Scout to always wear a smile, the red, white, and blue ribbon attached to the scroll of the Second Class Scout Award has its ends turned up in a smile. The final responsibility of an Eagle Scout is service. The Eagle Scout extends a helping hand to those who toil up Scouting's trail, just as others helped him climb to Eagle. The performance of the daily good turn takes on a new meaning when he enters a more adult life of continuing service to others. The Eagle stands as a protector of the weak and helpless. He aids and comforts the unfortunate and oppressed. He holds the right of others while defending his own. He will always be prepared to put forth his best. Andrew, you deserve much credit for having achieved Scouting's highest award, but wear your award with humility, ever mindful that the Eagle Scout is looked upon as an example. May the oath and the Scout Law be your guide for tomorrow and onward.
Would the honor guard please escort Andrew's parents forward? It is my pleasure to introduce Steve and Tanya Lath. Andrew, your parents have undoubtedly been your primary source of help and strength. No one will ever know the unnumbered acts of self-sacrifice your mother, I'd like your mother to pin the Eagle Medal on your uniform. In recognition of your mother's devotion, please present her with this mother's pin. Your father has been the source of much advice and guidance along the Eagle Trail, so I'd like him to present the Eagle Scout certificate to you. In return, please present your father with this lapel pin. At this time, I would like to call on committee member Dana McKenna to read the uniformed little boy.
The uniformed little boy. It seems like only yesterday his eyes were lit with joy as we watched with admiration this uniformed little boy. Campouts, picnics, pinewood cars, the years slipped quickly by. The colors changed from blue to green in a twinkling of an eye. Soon came ranks of tenderfoot, second, first, and star, each leading toward that final quest, once visioned from afar. And then the rank of life, and as life can often do, the goal so close within his grasp was dimming from his view. Yet from within he found the strength to reach that final quest, remembering words from years gone by, "I will do my best." It seems like only yesterday his eyes were lit with joy as we watched with admiration this uniformed little boy. Now, with an eagle upon his chest, he soars where once he ran. No longer that uniformed little boy, our son, an eagle, a man. Congratulations.
And now, it gives me great pleasure to present to you Troop 161's newest Eagle Scout, Andrew Lathe. Please be seated. Christina will now come to sing the Ready to Fly.
I've been here grounded far too long. I'm ready to see the open wide, ready to sing a different song. I've seen my troubles long the way. I wanna turn another page. I'm on my way, I'm ready to fly. I'm ready to soar. I'm ready to leave this world behind. I'm ready to open up the door. I'm ready to fly.
appropriate song today. Would the honor guard please come up and escort Tanya and Andrew, and Tanya and Steve back to their seats? Andrew, you can sit in the chair there now. Andrew, there are many here today that have grown up with you, both as adults and as scouts, and some would like to congratulate you and say a few words of encouragement and congratulations. At this time, I would like to invite Senator Sheila Harsdorf and Representative John Murtha to begin. I think they've been to more Eagle ceremonies than I have been, certainly for our troop, so it's another pleasure to see them again.
Thank you. Well, it's great to be here, and thank you for inviting us, Andrew. This is a very special day. And let me say, Christina, what a beautiful voice, and what, you know, those words, ready to fly. You couldn't pick a more appropriate song today for you, Andrew. And we're really excited for you. We know it was a lot of hard work, right? And I bet there were days that you were maybe wondering if you should continue, maybe. And thanks to the support and encouragement of your mom and dad, and probably your troop leaders, and probably some of your fellow scouts, and others in your life, they encouraged you to hang in there. And we're glad they did. And we're glad you did. And I think what we can all learn from that is we accomplished little alone, but by working together and supporting each other, we can accomplish great things. And we know that today you are a role model. And the other scouts here, younger than you, look at you and they say, you know, Andrew did this and I can too. And so we thank you for always being a great role model, not only among your scouts, but amongst your peers in the community. And we also know that you've learned some really valuable skills and values through scouting. And I encourage you to always hold true to those, because no matter what you choose to do in life, those values will serve you well. And at this time, I'd like to read to you a citation that Representative Murtha and I have put together for you. And this is by the legislature, and it says, whereas as a member of Boy Scout Troop 161 in Hammond, Wisconsin, Andrew Stephen Lath has achieved the rank of Eagle Scout, the highest rank possible in the Boy Scouts of America. And whereas for his Eagle Scout project, Andrew erected signs at the north and south ends of town to welcome visitors to Roberts. And whereas in addition to scouting, Andrew is active in school and his community, including participating in cross country, baseball, and wrestling at St. Croix Central High School, serving as a member of his church youth group and working at Nilsson's grocery store in the deli and as a cashier. And whereas by earning the rank of Eagle Scout, Andrew has demonstrated that he exemplifies those qualities described in the Boy Scout law: trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. Now, therefore, the members of the Wisconsin State Legislature, on the motion of Senator Harsdorf and Representative Murtha, hereby wish to commend Andrew Stephen Lath for his dedication in becoming an Eagle Scout, and join his family and friends in wishing him success in his future endeavors. Congratulations, Andrew.
It is truly an honor to be here today for this celebration, and it is a celebration. Andrew, you've achieved a lot, and we're all very proud of you. Your family, friends, the neighborhood, the state, this is quite an achievement, and I'm glad to be part of this here today. I was part of the Boy Scouts in Hammond, and I know what fun that was and the memories that I still have of that, and you will carry that, I'm sure, the rest of your life, the camaraderie you had, and like Sheila Harsdorf said, our senator, you know, the friends around you that helped you get to this point, you worked very hard. But we got to thank these guys behind you, your family, and the whole community. We all pull together and proud to see you make this grade. So, and I think, like I said too, the songs here today, absolutely beautiful. Makes you feel good. I was thinking, sitting here thinking, we're kind of going through some troubled times right now in this country, but you can sure feel the patriotism right here. And we got leaders, our future leaders, you know, coming up. And what a good organization, what good direction. You know, the oath is really something to live by. Reading up here, be prepared. Man, that's so true for everybody, isn't it? Whatever we face going on in life, if you're prepared, things aren't quite so bad. So I'm proud to be here, and I have a flag that was flown over the state capitol for you with a certificate stating that. And then Senator Hardsruff and I have a blue book, all kinds of facts in the state of Wisconsin we'd like to give you and congratulate you.
You can sit down. So this is the part of the Court of Honors that the former Andrews leaders always seem to enjoy. Are there any others who wish to come up and make any comments or share any stories of Andrew and maybe his escapades in the troop? No one? Were they all good? Oh, I knew it.
Well, a bunch of us old guys have breakfast every Saturday morning, and I have to tell you that the main topic today was Andrew's stories. Not all of them we can say here, however. I think the one thing that I think about Andrew, and I think about the first year at Tomahawk, and that first year for those first-year scouts is always very difficult, because the way the troop operates is that the patrols have to cook their own meals. They have to clean their area. They have to wash the dishes. And so far, as far as I'm aware, we haven't lost anyone to hoof and mouth disease or anything like that. But in Andrew's first year, his patrol had particularly a difficult time because there were, and I won't say which one of these types of scouts that Andrew was, but you might be able to guess. There was one type of scout that really liked to cook, that really liked to make sure everything was done in a particular way. You know, you put peanut butter and jelly sandwiches together and the jelly goes on top and the peanut butter goes on the bottom. Or if you're cooking meat, it goes a certain kind of way. It has to be done a certain way. The other majority type of the patrol members were, they didn't care. They didn't want to clean. If dishes were to be done, they had other places to go and other things to do. So what I thought of that, thought of Andrew today, and I thought how difficult that patrol had that first year. And then I thought about how much he's really grown and changed. And I've seen him be a leader to the newer scouts coming in, just the camaraderie that he has with them and talking with them. And I thought, wow, what a whole bunch of growth that he has had. And I would guess at home now, he probably knows how to wash the dishes. Congratulations, Andrew.
I remember one particular camp out. It was in Randy's front yard. So I think it was Andrew's second camp out after Tomahawk.
Yeah, it was that first cold weather.
First cold weather. I think it got down to, it was below freezing, because I remember one kid laying out in a sleeping bag with about a foot of frost on top of his sleeping bag. Randy and I kept getting up in the middle of the night checking on these guys. We thought they were going to freeze to death. And I think Andrew was kind of cold that night, but he wouldn't admit it. But we ended up going up to the Hardy Platter for breakfast that morning, too. We took whoever went to the Hardy Platter for breakfast. But it's kind of fun to see guys start there and get to where they're at, you know. It's been fun.
So you've probably read in the program that, you know, all the merit badges that Andrew earned, and you know, some are elective and some are required. And kind of a quirk is that one of them, there's actually a choice of three that you can do, and hiking, and I think the other one is bicycling, and the other one is swimming. Now, hiking, that's a lot of hiking. It's a 50-miler and a couple of 25-milers, and it would just take forever. And nobody in the troop, as far as I know, has done that one, and mostly maybe because the leaders don't want to hike that far either. Cycling, we do have a couple of cycling merit badge counselors, but there again, there's a 50-mile bike ride and a couple of 25s and things like that, and not many have done that. So most of them choose swimming because, you know, you can get it at camp in a week, and most kids do. And I didn't think Andrew was ever going to get this merit badge. I think the first year he tried it, and he got almost everything done. And if you don't complete it, they'll give you your card so that you can either complete it later in the year or bring it back next year. And Andrew lost his card. They lost his card. There's conflicting stories, but all right, we'll go with that one. So the next year he had to start all over again. And I think he did pretty well again, but left a couple of small things to do. And it was, you know, there's one requirement where you have to, you know, float for a long time. Now, look at me, I sink like a rock. Look at Andrew, you think he'd be very buoyant. But turns out that Andrew and I have something in common. We both sink like rocks. So it made me feel kind of good, but kind of bad too. So he had trouble with that, and I think he finally got that one. And then this last one, it was called clothes inflation, I think, right? And we always screw up on this one at camp anyway, because it's summer and you're wearing shorts or swimsuits or t-shirts. But for this one, you need a long sleeve shirt at camp. So hopefully somebody remembers to bring a long sleeve scout shirt so that you can tie it in knots and you're supposed to, you know, kind of bubble air into it and make kind of a life preserver, a flotation device with it. Well, Andrew had a heck of a time with that. And, you know, part of the problem is it's in the lake and there's waves and wind and it's not fun and there's other kids and commotion. But he finally got it and I was so glad. And it just, you know, of all the merit badges, you know, every scout seems to have trouble with one. That was Andrew's, and I'm glad that he finally got it. You can see, I think it is the last one that he got in July of this year. So, super. I was so happy when I heard that he had accomplished that merit badge. So, do you have something?
Yeah.
All right.
Just one. Just one.
I guess if you look on the inside of your program, it gives the dates that he earned his different ranks. And all the boys start out gang on fire. First year, he got tenderfoot. First year, he got second class. First year, he got first class. Then it was 2 years to star, 2 years to life. But he made eagle because he stuck to it. Most of the boys, how many guys are left in scouts that you came into scouts with? In your none. That's usually what happens. The guys that make eagle, other than Brian's patrol, that was their whole patrol made eagle. It's usually one guy out of the whole group that he comes all the way through scouts with makes eagle. That's the perseverance and the dedication. The other cool thing about Andrew is his dad. Dad's a hunter. Comes up to camp. He always sends along venison, whether it's steaks or jerky or beef stick type stick. It's great to have that. And Andrew always had a little extra for the scoutmaster, which was really cool. He knows. I think he learned that from Brian on how to schmooze the scoutmaster. Yeah. Congratulations.
Are there any others that have stories they'd like to tell? They can be non-scout stories. Theirs are always enjoyable too. We don't get to hear those. Oh, Dana.
Andrew, you are Andrew Stephen Lath. But to me, Andrew will always be Flash, because true to scout spirit, Andrew's very involved in his community, which is Panther at our school. He was in the homecoming skit. And whenever you see Andrew, he's always with his friends. And I think it started from scouting, where he learned that everything is better when it's shared with your friends. So on homecoming skit night, I was there not expecting to see Andrew playing a skit part of one of the fastest runners on our Panther cross-country team. Andrew himself was flashing through the gym, playing the part with all his friends cheering on. So as you take the Eagle Award, take it with you for the rest of your life, because that's really what you bring to us, too, is your spirit of friendship and bringing people in, okay? Well done.
So it's always just a pleasure to see them grow from, you know, little kids. I don't know, the slideshow I happened to see must have been Andrew's first year, and he's about that size, and yeah, well, whatever. And now, you know, maybe he's not quite so tall, but he certainly has matured, and he certainly looks like a man, and, that's what we're aiming for. So, and now, if nobody else has any more stories, it's Andrew's time for payback. And so he can come up. I think he has a few words to say and some recognitions to hand out as well.
Come on, guys. Okay, I'm going to start out with my mentor recognitions. And if Randy could come forward. Yeah, that's you. You know who you are. When I crossed over to Boy Scouts, Randy was the Scoutmaster at that time. And, I was a pretty little guy. Looking at Randy, I wasn't quite so, hey there, buddy, But, it turned out he was a really nice guy, and he really helped me get started, and it was a big part. So.
Did you ring me or something? As long as you don't push it into my chest, that's fine. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
My second one is for Max Hansen. A couple years ago, my grandpa passed away the week before Tomahawk, and his funeral was actually the day that they left. And, it was hard. I'd kind of thought about just not going. And me and my brother ended up going separate, like, the next day. And I got there, and Max could tell that it was really bothering me. And he pulled me aside, and he, talked to me about it, comforted me through it, and it meant a lot to me. So,
thank you.
My third one's for Mark. I called up or emailed Mark after I had gotten my last merit badge, and I needed help with my paperwork. And, because he's been doing it a while, and I had no idea where I was. So he offered to come and help me, and he helped me, get it all set up and, figure out what I had left to do, and it just made the process that much easier, so... Thank you for that. Thank you. My last one is for Dave. Dave took over the Scoutmaster position after Randy left. And, not all times were fun. It's Dave, come on.
That's another story.
But, there were hard times. I wanted to quit. And, he'd call me up and he'd tell me to call him. He helped me keep going. So I really appreciate that. Thank you. Now I got a story. It's actually about myself, but I'll embarrass myself. I don't care. My first year at Tomahawk, I wasn't very responsible. I like to leave stuff around. And I think at one point I was missing about half my tent. And these guys, they'd pick it up, and they wouldn't give it back. You'd have to do something, and I didn't know knots. So they made me tie knots, a lot. A lot of knots. So, but, you know, it just helped me, so I really appreciate that. Thank you, guys.
So I've kind of noticed, you know, over these, I've done several of these Eagle courts for members of our troop, and you know, there's always a theme for the Eagle Scouts, and certainly the theme, you know, that I've seen running through is, you know, they're not Eagle Scouts without very strong support from their parents, and that's number one. So we certainly want to congratulate Steve and Tanya today for all the hard work that they've done. And then as we remember what Allison read about some of those statistics about, you know, one or two scouts in every 100 make Eagle. And I think we've had eight, somewhere like that, in the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. And I know we haven't had, you know, 1,600 scouts or whatever that works out to be in our troop. So this troop is well above the national average for Eagle Scouts. And I think it's a credit to the leaders that have in the troop and continued. It started, you know, back with Randy and that gang. And, you know, continues today with Dave, Rachel, her committee, all those. And I think, you know, we already have a couple that are very close now for Eagle again. So we'll be seeing Senator Harsdorf and Representative Murtha again sometime in the near future as well. So I think that is as a credit to the community and a credit to the troop and a very good record. So I would like to declare this Eagle Court of Honor closed. And Pastor Mannon, if you would come and please deliver the benediction.
Congratulations, Andrew. We're proud of you. Congratulations to Mom and Dad. Kind of a sigh of relief here, I'm sure, although you're not done yet. So pray for continued strength for them. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you for this time. And Lord, as we, again, had to this opportunity to celebrate with Andrew today. And Lord, reminded of your word, the prayer that you taught your disciples, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, I ask for your continued will to be done in Andrew's life. We thank you, Lord, for what you have done in his past, and we thank you for what you are doing in him in the present. And Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do in his future. We just ask that you would guide him. And Lord, as your will is being done in his life, we pray that your will would be done in all of our lives. And as we leave here today, we would be aware of your continued presence. We ask your blessing upon the food and fellowship that will take place here after the ceremony. And may your grace go with each one and your peace be multiplied. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Could you please rise for the retirement of the colors? Color guard advance. Color guard, please retire the colors and salute. Color guard, return to rank.
Thank you all for coming today. I would ask you to please be seated and remain seated for a few minutes. There's a multimedia extravaganza. A few pictures, I think, video of some of Andrew's scout experiences, and just be a few minutes while the kitchen staff or the parents are preparing the food. And then immediately following the presentation, you're all invited down to the multimedia room for lunch. So, thank you.
You may think that this song is a little trite. You may be right. You may think that I'm foolish and I have a simple mind. But I say we're all the same. We all want the same things out of life. We all want to be loved. We all want to belong. We all want to know it's going to be all right. That's why Jesus came and gave his life away and rose again on that day so we could say, blink.